Okay, we are starting a Memvav Amud Beis. The Mibay Seima, which is two lines above, because places with Kesover. Mibay Seima, Loilum Kayan Meitzah Sayas. By the case of Chala, we're not worried about the Kayan, because Kayan is Rizimay. Kesover Balabayas, Nuskin Yisasa. We're worried about the Balabayas. If the Kayan keeps the flower, he'll think that he gave Chala already. He won't take more Chala. And he'll eat the dough when it's tevel. Didn't you say people are aware? The answer is he knows that you can't separate challah as a flower. He doesn't know the reason. The summer time of Mamshim Tirchadikayan, Kiblalei. The fact that the Kayan accepted it means he was happy with it. So he thinks he was Yitzchak challah. So therefore, we make him take it back. Why can't we tell the Kayan to take it, keep it, and let the Yid give Truma again? Like we learned, somebody gives Truma from Shein and Nakuv on the Nakuv. Truma be out there, Yid. We let the Kayan keep it, but we make the Yid take Truma again because he did it from the Ptur Alachiv. So the Gemara gives him the betray Moedzois, Machadmon Aloedzois. There it's two different Kalims, so he understands it. Here it's the same Kalim, so he doesn't understand it. In fact, the Gemara Aloedzois, he doesn't listen. Now we learned that Tayyam Kishas and Imtsiswara, somebody separates a hop. It was found to be a bitter one, not barely edible. Abatiach and Imtsisurach, a watermelon, and it was rotten. Truma v'yach to be yitrain. It's the same thing, and we come to take Truma again, and we trust that he'll do it. And but the Gemara Shain Niyas of the rise of Truma v'yachi. That's because really he gave Truma already. So even if he doesn't give it, he won't be eating tevel. How do I know that the evidence is Truma? You won't get a chait when you take the best. And if you don't give the best, you get a chait. But it made a kaddish to see his chait lama. If you're not kaddish, you're going to have to give again, so you're not getting a chait. Rava said, when do we say that when she eats one by one, they don't combine? That's if he said bazoo. So immediately he gave it to her for Kedushin. And he finished the speaking of Kedushin, and therefore it all counts for Kedushin. Because that's not a loan, not a pekutin. He's not giving her his fig. He's giving her, it now becomes her fig as she eats before she eats it. Tanya Kavasu the Rabba. He said, be Mekadeshes to me with a gallnut, pomegranate, walnut. I shamalei skachli be'elu. And yash b'kulu shamalei puta Mekadeshes and lab eina Mekadeshes. Now this case needs explaining. What is the first case of Ma'aloi and Berima be'egois? The Gemara will explain. Bezu, yash b'kulu shamalei puta Mekadeshes and lab eina Mekadeshes, which is the same halacha as before. If she eats him as it goes along, so first we have to figure out the pshat and the braisa. What is the first case when he said to her, if he said take either one of the three, he split up the egg. He means all three together. So why is that case different than the case that comes right afterwards? He must have said Elu. Problem is, the very next word says Kachli Beilu, Mekal Dereisha La Beilu Eskinam. And for the Gemara, Puri Purusha Kamafarish. Kachli Baloyim Berima Lebegas Kaitan. Now, the problem is, now we have a case of Elu, followed by a case of Bazoo, with the same halacha. Except, the second case says Haisar Chelas, and it's not going back on the first case. Trani Sefer, Bazoo not plus of Achlasa, and Yesh Bakas from Shavar Putum Gadash and Lam Gadashas. Bilu Resha, Lakamaflik Ben Achelas of Menachas. Haisar Chelas is not going on Elu. Because if we're going in Elul, then we wouldn't separate the case of Elul and the Bazoo. It would be the exact same halacha. By separating them, we're saying by Elul makes no difference if she eats it. The only time it makes a difference if she eats it is by Bazoo. Because had it been the same halacha, why bother separating the two cases? Just say Elul or Bazoo, and this is the halacha. By separating, you show me there's a difference. What's the difference? The case of Haisar Chelas. So it proves that point, that by Elu, even if she eats it, since he gave it Lashem Kedushin, and the act of Kedushin was finished, we don't view it as alone. And therefore, you give him a tzar of all of them. Any one of them? Right, all of them.
When you say these words, does it make sense if he's already started it, gives us
that? No, it's actually when he finishes speaking. Till then, he's still not finished the act of Kedushin. He has to have a Kedushin and finish talking. While he's talking, it's not a finished act of Kedushin.
I understand that, but could he be giving the stuff?
He is giving it. She's eating it. He's obviously giving it to her.
Even in the first case, she's eating it also. Meaning she's eating it and while he's still talking.
Not by Elu. By Elu, he finished talking.
Why should that make a difference?
Because when he's finished talking, that means the act of Kedushin is now complete and everything is being given to her as a present, not as a loan.
So
whereas while he's talking, it's a loan.
Talking and not talking.
Exactly.
That's
the difference. You just said it. Thank you. In fact, Rashi says it. Zunk Rashi, in the first narrow line, the last wide line, narrow line, is from the Nigma, Shminigmar Hadibor, Hikna Labataris Kedusha. The Rashi Avol Be'elu. I was reading the middle of that rush.
From Mishum?
Havo Me'elu. So Rashi says in the middle, the Mishinigma Hadibur Hikna Lava Tarish Kedushin.
How about by Mizu?
He's still talking while she's eating.
So again, what I'm trying to stress out here is that...
Don't stress out.
What I'm trying to stress is that it's got to do with not really the words. It's got to do with more, did he finish the D-board?
100%. But Mizu, he didn't. But Elu, he did. Exactly what Raji says, so what do you want me to do?
But Mizu, he would have stopped and then gave it. Would that have been end condition?
Yes, it would be the same as Elu.
That's a big finish now.
That's what Rashi says. I can't help it. You can erase the Rashi if you want to, but that's what Rashi says.
I'm okay with that.
This works according to the Pshat in the Mishnah that Hoysecheles is going at the end, and it means the last one has to be worth a Bruta. That it's going in the case, right, in the case when Reisha, when he said he scotched over and over again, in this Brisa, there's no such case. And they learned the Mishnah, there was a Kiddush that even though she's eating it, it's a Pux Mishavar Puta, we don't say that her pleasure is good. Here there's no case of a Klal. So why in the world are we saying this Hoysecheles? Doesn't that prove the second shot in the Mishnah, right? So the Gemara, Hamani Rebbe, there's a new man, the Amar inserted in the middle. When it says, Bazoo, Vaid, Bazoo, Vaid, Bazoo, that argues on the first Tana. That's saying, like Rebbe who says, saying Bazoo, Bazoo, Vaid, Bazoo, is all one klal. It's one act of Kedushin. And therefore, I'm sorry, it's different acts. It's Prati. And therefore, since it's Prati, each one has to be looked at its own. Rebbe says it in Chulin. When a guy mixes a kavana, he says kzayis b'chutz kzayis l'macher. B'chutz is charis, l'macher is not charis. Just the opposite. L'macher is charis, b'chutz is not charis. He says l'macher kzayis b'chutz. So if you look at it, it's two makshavas. Rebbe Yehuda says you chayv charis, you go by the first one. If you look at it, it's one makshava. It would be a mixture of makshavas, and it's not chayav karas. And Rebbe says it's considered two separate makshavas. My mistake. It's welcome. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Amarav. Hamikadosh b'milvay the mukadeshes. Milvay loy tzad nitna and Rav's chiddush is that even if the milba is intact, she hasn't spent one penny yet, there are no restrictions. It's not that she has to invest it in a place where he restricts her use of it by making her invest it in something tangible instead of spending it on groceries. My love, welcome to me. The my server movable it's on it. No, my server movable it's on it. And again, it's only if she hasn't spent any penny of it yet. Since she hasn't spent any penny of it yet, one man the Amor holds there are restrictions, and by releasing it for Kedushin, he's removing the restrictions. So he's giving her something. So to Gemar Batisbara, a Mesefa, Shabbat Mecha Kana. So it works for a sale. Yamar movable it's on it, the my Kani. You can't be kind of sale with a loan either. He learns his price is talking about something else. But he told her to be Mekadeshus with 100, and he only gave her 99. She's afraid to ask for it. Never in her mind, she didn't get 100, so she's not Mekadeshus. She only agreed for the 100. She'll ask him, and therefore she relies on his Kedushin, and it'll over to one, and therefore she's Mekadeshus. You said you'll give her 100, you only gave her one. We say it is Mekadeshus, and he owes it to her. The Chayra one kind of here is saying she's embarrassed to ask for it. And for the Gemara, when you give a lady 99 out of 100, it can be embarrassing for her to go back and ask for the one. Gives her 1 out of 100, she'll ask for the 99. He says, be Mekudeshes with any part of the Pekudin. And she found it was stolen or lost. If a Pruta is left, she's Mekudeshes. And if a Pruta is not left, there's nothing left, she's not Mekudeshes. In the Havamina, we think that means that every time a Mekadesh a woman with a load, it means Hanoas Mechilas Mova. That would be the Havamina understanding. This is not going to remain Maskana. There has to be money left. If it's left, she's Mekadeshes. If not, not. Adkan Lepligi, of the Maya Saver Mova, one holds any load is automatically Hanoas Mechilas Mova. That if something is left, she's Mekadeshes. If not, not.
That's the Havamina?
We didn't give an answer yet. This is how we're understanding the Brisa and the Havamina. But nobody seems to say that if the Milva is here, she's not Mekadeshes. Both Tanoim agree that an existing Milva that hasn't been spent yet is not Mekadeshes, which is not like Rav. And for the Gemara Amar Rava. So this is going to change the Brisa. So the Brisa will not remain as learned at the beginning. I know it was disappointing for the Olam, because the Olam here is convinced that Milva means Hanoas Mechilas Milva, and was excited to see that one kind of held that way, but the Gemara backs off. Amar Rava Vatisbara. Amar Taretzti, this Brisa makes sense to you. Amar Shaveshti, this Brisa has error. Hai Pekadin Hechidami. What is the case of Pekadin? He told her to be Mekadeshes with the Pekudin. It depends if it's left or it's not left. Either Kibbal Le'achrayas, if she has to replace it, Hanumuva. So he's being Mekadeshes with the whole thing. And according to the Tanakhama, the way we understand now, she'll be Mekadeshes. Either Loi Kibbal Le'achrayas, Yoach had the 20 save of the Milva, Bishnah Yishtar Meshav with the Mekadeshes. Why did you have to switch from Pekudin to Milva, right? Why don't you stick to Pekudin, whether she has to pay or she doesn't have to pay? Why don't you stick to that case? When do we say by Pekudin something has to be left when she doesn't have to pay for it? So she owes him the money, so it's an automatic hanos mechilas mova according to the Havamina. Why did the Tanakhama have to switch a Pekudin to Milva when every Pekudin is a Milva if it's gone? The Tanakhama never said that it works as Hanoas Mechilas Mova. Adarabba, he said it's not Mekadeshes. Now we don't know why he said Mulvari Kippekadin. Is it because there are restrictions? That would be not like Rav. Or is there another Tanakama, which the in the Shimon Elazar, which the Gemara will explain right now, that till she spends a penny, it's still his money, and therefore.
Isn't it the same
restrictions? No, restrictions mean it's her money, but he has restrictions in how she uses it. The Nafkamina is as follows: according to Rav, even if she used up half of it, the other half still has restrictions. And if you argue on Rav, you would say she's mekadeshes with that half. According to this, as long as she didn't spend anything, it's his money. The minute she spent a penny, it's all her money. No restrictions. Like Rav. Amar Rav Ashkechsinu L'Rabbanu B'Bei Rav D'Yatsu V'Kamri. I found the Rabbanu of the Beis Medrash that were sitting and saying, they're arguing who owns the loan before she spends the penny. Negabe, the fact that he can ask for the money back, even though he lent it to him for 30 days, he can say, I want my money back. Or, if an einus happens, is she responsible to pay? The marzavar, the minute you take the money, it belongs to the borrower. The lender can't ask for it back till the time is up. Well, the Einzim. And the borrower is Chayim and Einzim. Marisav Rebuva B'shus Bailim Chayimi, well, the Einzim. Still, the first penny is spent, belongs to the lender. I mean, the Luhu, Einzim Kulam Alei Pligi. No. As far as Chayim Einzim is concerned, the B'shus Leiva Chayimi, my time in the car of Mishaila. Just like when you borrow an item, it belongs to the lender, and still the Leiva is Chayim Einzim. And it gives it back as his chai to move the coach can. Question is, can he still change his mind, which means it's still his money? Tanakama says that he cannot change his mind. He cannot change his mind. And Shimon Elazar says he can change his mind. Somebody borrows a hammer from his friend. Bika by kana, like bika by kana. If he used it, he's responsible. Not he's not responsible. But we're saying now that everybody agrees that responsibility kicks in. Sorry, for Chazara. We're saying now it's Machlekes Tanoim, whether the guy can ask for it back. And Rav Huna says he can't. Is he involved in this Machlekes Tanoim, whether the Malva can ask back for it? Nothing. We don't like Rav Huna to be involved in the Machlekes Tanoim. He should have said, I hold like this Tana, instead of saying the statement as a blanket statement. Dr. Gemara, no, I'm going to plead you up and move with Bahadur Beinah. The Machlekes is only by money, which is not coming back as is. I will be Shaila, Bahadur Beinah, but the object is mine, and it's going to remain mine. Then, Divri HaKol, Bikabayin, everybody agrees, he has to use it. If he didn't use it yet, you can still change your mind. Dr. Gemara, name it Ketanoi. Let's say Mekadosh B'Muvein and Mekadeshes is a Machlekes Tanoim. His Kachli B'Shtar Chayiv. He said to the woman, Be Mekadeshes B'Shtar Chayiv. We don't know what that means at this point. I shall move it beyond a Kherim. He had a verbal loan. Behirshul Aleim, and he gave her permission to collect it. Remain Remy Mekadeshes, come remember Ain't Mekadeshes. Frank the Gemara, Hi Shtar Chayiv, Heki Dummy. What is the case of Shtar Chayiv? Elaim B'Shtar Chayiv, the Akherim. He has a loan that somebody else owes him money, and by handing it to her, she now can collect it. So why isn't she mekadeshes? Right? Haydo move beyond a cherem. It's the same case as the next case, which is mekadesh and makleikus. And for the Gemara, lav shtar chayv nida. She owes him money. Mekadesh b'milv. Excuse me. Gemiflagi. They're arguing when you give her loan, is she mekadeshes? Again. Dr. Gemara, no, he gave her a loan to somebody else owes some money. There's a machlokes by two types of loans that he has from other people. The move of Bishtar, what is the machlokes? The Gemara is going to give four pshatim. In the answer, when I asked on the test for four pshatim, I was nice, because there's really a fifth shot that the Havamina, that they're arguing with the move of Bishtar. I think I didn't want to confuse the item. So I said four terutzim, the four answers that the Gemara gives the Maskana. Answer number one. my bilgi, the move of star my bilgi, but book to the Rebbe Rabbanon. Can you give a star over and it becomes the recipient? Tanya Isa think this is the Sira, the Rebbe. Rebbe says, hand it over to somebody they own the loan. To give it and write a star on it. One holds of Rebbe, and therefore he gave her a star chayv. The other one says he didn't give her anything because he didn't write another star on it. Everybody holds you have to write a star chayv. And he wrote a star chayv. He wrote a star on the star. But welcome to our public committee, you didn't word it correctly. Not enough to write Bikain in the star. He has to say Bikain in the star and all its leans. And he didn't do that here. Mar Islander Ababa, that which is not Mukadeshus, or my last Lander Ababa. B-boy Zem the Kulam Islander Ababa, and he did it right. Welcome to the Shmuel Kamifligi. Zamar Shmuel, Hamaika Shakhem the Khaber of Khazir Machumachu. That you sell a debt, you can be Michael, as we explained to Rishonim, that there's two shibudim that happen by a debt. The guy owes you the money and his property. You have a right to his property. You can only sell rights to property, cannot sell the shibud aguf. So I feel the Yairish Michael, and even if the lender dies, the Yairish can be Michael. So the question is, if that's true, she didn't receive anything because in her mind, he's going to stab her in the back the next day. My Isler de Shmuel, or my last Isler de Shmuel, one says you can't be Michael. People say, I'm the Kuli Amma Isler de Shmuel. Well, can be she come in for the girl, whether a woman will lie, is trusts her husband. My Isler is she some Chodaita. Meimer Amra, she says, Le Shabak Le Le Didi Imachal Le Lachrini, he won't stab me in the back. Well, my Isler is she Namri, Le Shabak Le Didi, she does not rely on her husband. So the four shot him of what the possible argument is by Milva Mishtar. The Milva Bapeb, in my plea, but the Ravun Amarav. The Ravun Amarav, Monali Biyatka, Tenei Lepoidi, but my Mishlashtan. Kana. You say, give it to somebody, and all three parties are there. The lender, the borrower, and the recipient. Kana. My Savakil Amarav, Monali Biyatka, when the item is intact, I have a Milva Lai. My Savakil, Lashna Milva, Lashna Biyatka. Name it Tanoim, let us say that Milvaba saw Nitnus and Machlek is Tanoim. Kachli Bishtar, notice it doesn't say Shtar Chayv here, it just says Bishtar. Remeri Remeri Mukadashis, Rabazar Mukadashis, the Chacham by Mimsham and Sioim Yash Bisham Bruta Mukadashis, and Mlavain Mukadashis. It depends if it's worth a Bruta. Now Hikido, Hai Shtar Hikidami. Elay Mahash Shtar Chayv Dachayrim. And Remeri here says Mukadashis, he's the one that said the last price them. Sorry, Remeri says here, Ain't Mukadashis. And then the last rites, he said, Mukadeshus. Kashid Remeir, Remeir. Elabi Starchayv Dida. He gave her her own Starchayv. Makadish Bemilva came up with it. Avamadwe Yitzlar, Kachamai Skinning of Kishim Bishtar Shen Elevatim. No, this is a Kedushe star. This is not Kedushe Kesef. And he gave her a star, but there's no Eidich Sima. Remeir Lutamedam Eidich Sima Karsi by Get. Eidich Sima turned it into a document of divorce. The same thing by Kedushin. They turn it into a document of Kedushin. As long as you have Eidim Asira, they turn the document into a valid document. Therefore, now Rashi is not Gairis in Lav Eidim Mekadeshes. Because in Lav, it's a suffix. Rabbanim don't know whether a mayor is right or a blazer is right. So they wouldn't say in Lav Eidim Mekadeshes. So Rashi takes out those words, and he says only if it has a Bruta, because she's willing to accept it as money as well. Second Tarot says the star was signed, but it was written Shlai Lushma, because the Mishlakish come in for and they're arguing in Rishlakish's halacha. The Bayer Rishlakish Tarot says Shikasu Shlai Lushma Mahu. A Starayrison that's written Shlai Lushma, is it Kashu or not? Havayi Liyatsiya Makshina, do we compare Kedushin and Gerushin? Mayatsiya Bina Lushma, Havayi Nami Bina Lushma. For her sake, you're writing it, the cipher has to write the star, I'm writing the star for this lady. Because the Shtar Kedusha might not even have her name. I do my bias, I don't Marchina. But maybe we learned that from Kesef, where there's no Lishma. My Kesef, I buy the Kesef in the Shma, but the Shtar living in the Shma. But the boy had the Pashto. After Shlokas had the Shtar, he came to a conclusion. The Yatsavai, the Makash, I buy the Yatsia. So my is later is Shlokas. One holds the Rishlokas. And my last later is Shlokas. And therefore they're arguing whether the Shtar is Kusher. The mayor says, Ainamukadeshus. So the star is not kosher. Blazer says it is kosher. The Chacham don't know. Vibai Seba, the Kulam is Lulish Lakish. Akamai Skin is going to discuss with Shalishmav Shlemi Daita. She was not aware it was being written. The question is, since she's the one that's giving herself up, just like every star, when somebody gives something up, they have to be aware the star is written. How about by Kedushin? By Get, she's not giving anything up. So do we compare Kedushin to Get, and we don't care about her Das? Or do we say, here she's giving herself up? Just like when you sell a field, the one selling it has to know there's a star being written. When you take a loan, the one borrowing has to know a star is being written. You can't write it without his knowledge. Same thing here. She's giving herself up. It has to be written with her knowledge. Or, what? No, because she still has to be mafka herself.
She has to know?
Absolutely. Well, she's going to make herself happy, because she better know. I'm a book to the Rabbi Ravina. Papa Rashabi Kamilkadesh. If my castle is much like me, Daita, Rabbi Ravina Milkadeshes, Papa Rashabi Ameinim Milkadeshes. That's the Machlokes, whether we have to have Daita or not. And the Chacham don't know, and everybody said it depends on Pruta. Name a Ketani Tanoi. Let us say Mekadesh and move with the Machlokes or the following Tanoi, the Tanya. Asay li Shirayim Nizamim Betaboaz Rakadesh Anilach. Make me a leg band. Somebody showed me, I think Yankee showed me a Rashi. That a tzadda is a leg band, not a bracelet. I was wrong. Art school was right. And earrings and rings. I've been mukadeshes to you. Keep in shalom mukadeshes. Diri remeir. Hamar men mukadeshes. I should give mamul yada. Now, hi mam and hechi dami. What is the case of this mam? Elaim oisa mam and she's giving back that bracelet. That the chum say you have to give the bracelet. What remeir does, he doesn't have to give it a bracelet. This is a milva. Now, why is this a milva? Because Ksavri, the Kulami Yashlus Khir's Mathil Vatsai. Everybody holds that salary is cumulative, which means every little bit of work you owe the person the money. That's a milva. Baba Milva. My life, my commitment, my summer cash will over Kadeshus, my summer cash will end up Kadeshus. They're arguing, how does salary work? Is it cumulative, or is it kicking at the last second when he's handing it to her, so that he's not, there's no debt? He's giving her the work at that moment. And therefore he's giving it to her in Kedushin. Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.